Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And happy Friday, happy Halloween. Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. He's taking a long holiday weekend. I hope he enjoys it. I know I'm going to enjoy spending the next 3 hours with you. We're going to start by talking about Halloween and how it is a big deal for the city of New Orleans, as locals and tourists alike love to celebrate Halloween here in the Crescent City. We're also going to talk about how Halloween, and I was surprised to learn this recently, is the loneliest day of the year for singles. Not Valentine's Day, not Christmas, but Halloween. We'll talk about that with an expert at LSU Health. And next hour, we're going to get Dr. John Fleming in here, Louisiana's treasurer. He's one of the three members of the committee that can decide whether or not the state should take over New Orleans finances with this massive budget crisis. The meeting was canceled this week after the city withdrew its $125 million request before the bond commission. But does that mean that the treasurer and the attorney general and others are now satisfied that the city's finances are okay and the state does not need to step in? We'll find out from the state treasurer. We'll check on your weather and we'll preview for you the Saints game and talk about the search for the next coach of the LSU Tiger football team. Very interesting today that the members of the committee that will lead the effort to find the next football coach made it clear they're not worried about the structure of the contract as Governor Jeff Landry is. Will there be more tension between the governor and LSU over this? We'll find out. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you and glad to now welcome in Kelly Schultz, Vice President of Communications and Public Relations for New Orleans & Company. Hey, Kelly. Happy Halloween.
Hey, Dave. Happy Halloween to you.
Are you wearing a costume right now?
No.
Do you have one that you will be wearing later?
Well, you know what? I'm actually in Washington, D.C. On a business trip promoting New Orleans up here. And so it'll be a pretty low-key Halloween for me. But, you know, in addition to Halloween, today is also what is known as World Cities Day. And New Orleans got a pretty big honor. It was just announced in the last few hours that we are now a UNESCO Creative City of Music, which is a pretty big deal.
What does that mean?
Well, UNESCO stands for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. I mean, this is breaking news, just came out a few moments ago. And they have, you know, a program that is really about promoting peace and security through cooperation in the education, the arts, sciences, and culture. And there's something called the UNESCO Creative Cities, which honors cities around the world for really a commitment to creativity, where creativity and culture is not just an accessory, but it's really about a driving force for economic and social progress, which is very much the case in New Orleans. And so we've been going through this application process. Very competitive. And today, as part of World Cities Day, which also happens to be Halloween, UNESCO announced that New Orleans is now a creative city for music. So we're one of only 10 U.S. cities to be part of this creative network. And it's basically going to give our musicians, our music economy, just more. Everyone knows how talented and incredible our musicians are, but this will give them an added level of global recognition. So we're really excited about it.
That is fantastic. And I think for the musicians and those who support the music economy here in New Orleans, that should be very welcome news that they're receiving worldwide attention and recognition for the accomplishments they've made and that for the unique qualities and cultural characteristics that they help bring to the city of New Orleans. And I guess now then the United Nations, by sharing this information, will be telling people around the world, and hopefully it helps make your job a little easier in bringing more international tourists to come and listen to music here in New Orleans.
That is exactly right. You know, this designation now puts us in a pretty elite group, so it'll give our musicians and culture bearers an opportunity to network with the other creative cities. And it really is such an honor for New Orleans. I mean, we know that music is so important to our city, but this really has given us that third party validation on a global scale. And so we were really excited this morning to learn that, you know, our work between the New Orleans and Company team, and we have an incredible advisory board that we've been working with, and just really happy to see this announcement come out. But you know, also lots of exciting things happening today for Halloween.
Yeah, well, congratulations to you and the team that helped make this happen. It's always great to see New Orleans get more recognition for the things that make it so uniquely wonderful and special. And Halloween is amongst those things. There are only a handful of cities that really get national attention, maybe international attention, as places where people want to go and celebrate Halloween. Obviously, it's celebrated around the country and around the globe, but New Orleans has a draw to folks as one of the most haunted cities on the planet and one of the most fun cities as well, right?
That is exactly right. You know, I say that Halloween is really second only to Mardi Gras in terms of a tourist draw and something that is uniquely New Orleans. I mean, if you think about what we bring as a Halloween destination, it's the haunted history, it's ghosts, it's voodoo, it's vampires, it's our beautiful above ground cemeteries. So it is such a special destination. And in fact, last weekend with Crew of Boo, which was a big success, and we brought in 6 members of the media from Australia who are travel writers who write for audiences across Australia and New Zealand. And they were our guests to be part of Crew of Boo and to cover why New Orleans is such a magical Halloween destination. Of course, the goal is to get their international readers to plan a trip here. And I will tell you, Dave, I had a chance to ride in Crew of Boo with these guests, and they had never experienced anything like this. I mean, you know, we get on, I mean, Mardi Gras is one thing, but doing it with Halloween costumes and, you know, all of this, you know, we get on the float and the float is packed with, you know, Brian Kern and his team do such an incredible job. And they've got the float loaded with the throws, which in this case were things like moon pies and Zapp's potato chips and cups. And the journalists were like, "Wait, this is all for us?" And I was like, "Yes, and you throw it." And
that's we give it to you and you give it to the masses.
Right. And so they just, you know, I just enjoyed myself so much watching them, you know, take this in. And you really can't describe what it's like to be, even as a observer at a New Orleans Mardi Gras parade, but to do it from the perspective of being on the float. And, you know, we saw thousands and thousands of people from every neighborhood, every generation, every walk of life. Everyone was out there together in their costume. There were tons of children and little kids along the route. It was just a really beautiful representation of what New Orleans is, which is an inclusive and welcoming city. And people were just out there truly having a great time. The rain held out.
The weather
people
was
along
perfect,
the route
yeah.
were packed. Yeah. So, and so again, it was so much fun to watch them take all of this in. And then one of them has already produced a really beautiful article about why people should visit New Orleans for Halloween. And then we also had some coverage on Good Morning America this morning. So they were broadcasting live from the Skeleton House, on St. Charles Avenue, the Burger family.
Oh, fun, yes.
You know how the Burger family does an incredible job with their Halloween display every year. And this year it captured the attention of Good Morning America. And so we have been working with their producers, and they did a really nice segment this morning. So, you know, again, it's nice for us to be able to celebrate Halloween here and be locals, but also we're always thinking of ways to get that publicity out. And you know, if I were in another state watching Good Morning America, I think I definitely want to come experience New Orleans at Halloween next year.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe someone books a last minute ticket. They're like, we got to go there now. I was actually just on the phone with someone in New York and they said, I'm going to the Halloween parade here. And it took everything I could to not say, oh, gee, have fun with that. Because we know how parades up there, you know, you sit, you watch, things pass by, you politely clap. You know, it's just not the same.
You're not throwing moon pies,
no,
that's for sure.
You're not catching anything. You're not jumping in with the dance teams and dancing with the crowds. And it's just, there's no comparison. But I was polite, and I said, well, have fun with that. maybe afterwards. I'll call them back and say, hey, how was the parade? And when they tell me, you know, it was all right, I'll tell them to come down here for the Groove Boo next.
You know what's cool too about, you know, looking ahead to Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras next year falls over President's Day weekend. So for a lot of Americans, it's a 3-day holiday, a weekend holiday. So we're actually working to make sure that people know, if you come for the second weekend of Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras is also President's Day, and it's a great opportunity for people to stay throughout Monday and Tuesday. A lot of travelers come in and then they have to go home on Sunday, but we want them to stay through Monday night and even Tuesday night. And we're hoping the President's Day weekend, excuse me, is a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah. So maybe folks who always have to leave before Bacchus, now we'll get to stay Sunday night and experience that and then hang around on Monday for all the Lundi Gras festivities. And that really is a neat opportunity and glad that exists. You said that really that Halloween, in terms of being a unique draw to New Orleans, is second only to Mardi Gras. Do you have an idea of the numbers of people who come for this week leading up? And obviously, it always depends what day Halloween is and how everything works out. But from past experience, do we know how big a deal it is in terms of hotel rooms, number of visitors, money spent, or any of those measurements that you use?
Yeah, well, we know that the hotel occupancy has been pretty strong. Our research folks are telling me that I think we're going to be at about 90% occupancy this weekend, which is pretty good. Now, remember last year at this time, we had Taylor Swift in town the last week of October. So that sort of skewed all of our numbers, obviously, because she was such an amazing draw for the city. But, you know, having 90% occupancy this weekend is pretty good, and that is primarily due to Halloween. You know, hotel occupancy is one measure. We know when people are in hotels, it also means that they're going out and supporting our shops and our music clubs and our restaurants and taking tours. And I had a chance to do an amazing paranormal walking tour with some of these Australian guests. And it's just, you know, it's such a cool thing to experience. And so it's also a big economic draw. And we've also got, you know, conventions arriving every day. We had the Society of Women Engineers, and we're preparing to welcome the American Heart Association. So the city is doing well right now with not only those Halloween leisure travelers, but also those convention attendees, business meetings that really are a critical part of our economy.
Yeah, those are
arriving every day.
I gotta imagine the paranormal tours, the ghost tours, the cemetery tours, the Anne Rice tours, all of the tours that are related to Halloween.
That's big business for the tour companies. Yeah, and they do an incredible job.
Yeah, and what a great time of year. I mean, the weather is actually perfect this week, too, where they've taken all of the rain, and we'll get all the details coming up in a little bit as we head on over to the meteorologist. But they've taken pretty much all of the rain out of the forecast, and we're talking about morning lows in the 40s and 50s and afternoon highs in the 60s and 70s. Locals alike cannot ask for better weather.
Yeah, it's perfect. And, you know, all the other activities like the Boo at the Zoo, and I know many places around the community have different things at their churches and schools and other places of worship. And it's just a nice thing to see. And nice for all the kids who are going to be in costume, and I guess adults in costume too, that it won't be super hot outside and it'll be a nice, cool evening. So we're looking forward to all the festivities.
All right. I do want to address some concerns as well and give you an opportunity to talk about some of the things that have people a little worried right now when it comes to sustaining what we're doing here in New Orleans. Not only news of the budget deficit and the financial woes the city is going through, but concerns about if there's money there to pay city employees and to provide crucial services. Are you, as in your role of bringing people to New Orleans, at all worried, whether it's for Halloween, through Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, about making sure that everything will be there to make sure that people coming to New Orleans are safe and have the services that they want and need when they visit the Crescent City?
Sure. Well, when it comes to public safety, you know, one of the things we say is that it's certainly important to keep our visitors safe, but it's also important for all of us who live and work here, right? And for all of the people who make their living in the hospitality industry and are working in the French Quarter and other places. So it's important for visitors, but it's also important for locals who live and work in New Orleans. And so I certainly don't want to speak for the city or the police department, but I can tell you that when we talk to our customers, the first thing we say is what a great relationship we do have with New Orleans Police Department. They know, for example, when there are big groups in town, they know how to plan and staff for big events like Halloween so that there's appropriate coverage. You know, there have been so many security enhancements that have gone into effect since we had the tragic, horrific terrorist attack that happened on January 1. And I know there's some talk now about perhaps National Guard coming in to supplement what the NOPD is doing and what other partners are doing, like the state police. So, you know, I speak for the city on budget and things like that, but we constantly reinforce the expertise of the NOPD, what they do. They know how to manage large crowds. They're such experts at what they do. And we support anything that will make the city safer, not only for visitors, but for all of us who live and work here.
Kelly Schultz, anything you want to share as you announce this great award that the city has won from the United Nations, being recognized as one of the finest music cities anywhere on the planet, and as we're experiencing this great burst of tourism here over the Halloween period and everyone's really enjoying everything? Anything else you want to share before we let you run and get back to work there in D.C.?
Just one more exciting thing. So Monday night is the Michelin Awards. You know, Michelin star restaurants are a very prestigious honor in the culinary world. And Louisiana is part of something called the Michelin Guide to the American South. And so Louisiana, Mississippi, the Carolinas, Alabama, all are coming together to be part of Michelin. And so Monday night, there will be a ceremony in South Carolina, and we are hoping that at that ceremony, New Orleans restaurants will be recognized with a Michelin star, which is really the highest form of recognition you can receive as a restaurateur, and other Michelin honors as well. So hopefully we'll have some good news to share with y'all on Tuesday about what happens at the Michelin Awards Monday night.
Yeah, we've got that on our calendar. In fact, we were just talking about that yesterday. Do we know how many restaurants potentially could receive the coveted Michelin star in this announcement in South Carolina that would include those here in New Orleans?
We do not know, and that's been intentional. I mean, it is very much of a secret process. So we don't have any idea in New Orleans, nor do the other destinations. You know, we do know that there have been Michelin, you know, members in the community rating the restaurants and observing and making their selections. But that process is very tightly controlled. And it is truly, I mean, you know, we're going to, Alice Glenn on our team and I are going to be there Monday night. And we won't know until the announcement is made from the stage. So we certainly hope to get some Michelin stars, but any kind of recognition, sort of like, you know, having the backing of UNESCO, having the backing of Michelin, it just takes our cultural assets, which everyone knows are already incredible, and gives it additional global recognition.
Yeah, it's kind of wild when you think about it that Michelin has never rated New Orleans restaurants. They've never evaluated restaurants in New Orleans, despite our worldwide reputation for having some of the best food anywhere on the planet.
And isn't that unbelievable?
It's
I totally
wild.
Agree.
Yeah, so glad that they finally got around to coming on down, and hope they were as equally impressed with what they found and looking forward. And that's Monday night. So you're leaving D.C. and you're going to South Carolina.
Yes. But it's all about promoting New Orleans, and so hopefully we'll have more good news to share after that announcement Monday night.
Kelly Schultz, thank you so much, and enjoy your time there. Glad that you are out doing the business of the city of New Orleans and New Orleans and Company. Sorry you can't be here to enjoy all the fun, but I'm glad you're dressed up as the Vice President of Communications and PR for New Orleans and Company. You nailed the costume.
Thank you. Such a creative costume.
Yeah. Very unique. Dave. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Schultz here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. I'm dressed as a radio talk show host. I have my headphones on. I have my microphone. I think I look the part. I hopefully sound the part. When we come back, I wanted to dig into this because I was actually surprised by it, that recent studies find that single people are the loneliest today of any day in the entire year. Michelle Moore with LSU Health New Orleans joins us next to help us understand why that might be and what we can do about it if you or someone you know is feeling particularly lonely today. How do we solve that? And what's the best way to deal with it? You got any questions or thoughts? You're always welcome to join the conversation at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Happy Halloween. I hope it's happy for the vast majority of you. But a recent survey of 1,000 single adults revealed that nearly 80% reported feeling lonely on October 31st, and that it was the day they felt the loneliest of the entire year, more so than Valentine's Day or Christmas. To help us understand that and maybe find some ideas of how we can not feel so lonely if we're not in a relationship on this Halloween, we invited Dr. Michelle Moore to join us from LSU Health New Orleans. Hey, Doc.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You got a costume on?
No, I don't. But I am dressed in orange and black, so trying to be festive without wearing a whole costume.
Yeah, I have my orange, black, and purple on. So, but I dressed as a talk show host today. So,
excellent.
Maybe later I'll put on one of my other costumes when I go out tonight. But I am going out tonight. I'm going to a party, and I know that many people go to parties. A lot of people go trick-or-treating or host trick-or-treaters at their homes. They sit in the driveway or on the porch waiting for families to come by to give out candy. And a lot of people have a lot of fun on Halloween, right?
I would agree.
But for those people apparently who don't have plans or don't have someone to share the day with, were you surprised when you heard this survey found that Halloween is the loneliest day of the year for singles?
I was surprised. In fact, I'd never heard that statistic before. Typically, as you mentioned, we associate loneliness with Christmas time, with Valentine's Day, with some of these other holidays that are very family focused or focused on couples. But when you dive into the research that they've done, it does make sense that Halloween is also a family focused holiday. It may focus on couples if you're dressing up with somebody and so you're coordinating a costume or you're looking at what type of event am I going to tonight? What are my plans for this holiday? So once I dove into it a little further, it did actually make sense. But the original thought of it did surprise me.
Yeah. And I started thinking, like you, why would it be lonelier? And then I said, well, you know, in the many neighborhoods, people are right outside your door having fun. People are walking down your street, whether they're trick-or-treating or having a block party or neighbors are getting together and giving out candy in one person's front yard or whatever, that it's kind of a more in your face, perhaps. You know, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, everyone's kind of in homes, you know, doing their thing. And those who are not don't necessarily have to see it, but it's kind of hard to avoid seeing everyone having fun on Halloween.
Agree. I think the other component that I'll build on that with is that a lot of people have this feeling that I should be doing something. I should be going to a party. I should be dressing up. And I think that's part of that mindset to reconsider. Are you really missing out on doing something you should be doing? Is that what you want to be doing? How do you want to be spending your evening tonight? What do you want this holiday to look like for you in particular, rather than focusing on, and this happens with social media, we see what everyone else is doing or posting about, and we feel like we should be doing those things too.
Is fear of missing out a real thing? We hear the FOMO all the time now, you know, thrown around in social media and other circles, and that people see other people having so much fun and maybe don't stop to think what people post on social media, though, is generally the absolute best possible version of life, that it rarely is a reflection of what really is going on, that no one, you know, hopefully, and few people anyway, post about the big fight they had over who was going to carve the turkey or the big argument they had with their spouse about whether or not they should wear that costume. Or, you know, you always see the smilingest, funnest, bestest everything on social media. But is fear of missing out really something that does impact people in this age of social media particularly?
Oh, I definitely think it is, and that there are some people that struggle more than others with really missing out on things. But I think you brought up a really good point that is actually a tip for people to think about, is that what people are posting on social media is the end-all be-all of the best time. They're posting the best of the best, and that's not always actually realistic or what's really happening. So keeping that in mind, if you are scrolling through and seeing all these great things people are doing, they may be snapping a picture and everyone's smiling, but maybe people aren't having as much fun as that picture maybe makes it look like. I'd also suggest to people that this could be a time to maybe avoid social media today and tomorrow. If that makes you more upset and makes you feel more lonely to be looking at those things on social media and those pictures, I'd recommend avoiding social media today and focusing on something else, focusing on what brings you joy.
You know, I've noted many times, I just like to observe human activity. And when people pose for a picture, particularly if it's a selfie or, you know, they're getting a group together because they say, hey, let's post this. People's faces go to the happiest, biggest smiles, the silliest poses. And as soon as that picture is done, click, everyone goes back to just that kind of normal look. And it's instantaneous how they go from super happy to normal. or sometimes less than normal. And if you ever watch people take a selfie, it's the transition is instantaneous and really dramatic. That having been said, a lot of people are going to have fun tonight. A lot of people should go out and have fun tonight, should safely amongst consenting adults and families and with children and everything else, do things that make them very happy on Halloween. So for someone who doesn't have someone to celebrate Halloween with, how do you feel about if someone's struggling with, well, should I just turn the porch light off, go sit in my house and watch TV or whatever while everyone's outside having fun versus, you know, should they buy a bag of candy and sit outside, even if it's by themselves, and hand candy out to folks coming around trick-or-treating?
You know, I think it's a great question because you really do have to do a reflection for yourself. And you may even have to do a bit of an experiment. And maybe you buy the candy, you sit on the porch and you see, is this helping me tonight? Right? Is this helping me find some happiness? Because if you have a really cute little kid who comes up in a great costume, it might make you smile. And when we smile, that brings joy and that helps us to not feel as lonely because we do feel more connected. So maybe you do that experiment and you see if that's helping. If you find that it's not and that you're just getting more depressed watching these folks come up, then maybe you could go inside and kind of turn everything off and decide, do I want to put a movie on? Do I want to read a book? Like, what can I do that's some self-care for me? What would be meaningful to me right now? And how would I find joy from whatever activity it is that I choose to do?
I think that's good advice, and not one size fits all, obviously.
Right.
And that goes also for people who do have people to celebrate with. I mean, Halloween can be a time of conflict and there can be drama that comes up with everything going on. So I guess general advice you might have for parents dealing with kids who may struggle on Halloween with if they don't feel their costume is as good as some of the other kids, or they decided, you know, their costume looks ugly and they don't like it anymore, or just so many of the other factors that go in to families and groups celebrating together, whether it's Halloween or any other time.
Sure. I mean, I think taking a moment to just appreciate what it is that you do have. Not everybody has a costume to wear tonight. Not everybody can afford to do that. And so if you do have something that you're able to wear, get creative with what you're wearing. If a child's not happy with what they're wearing, then how do you help them to change it and shift it? And not allowing emotions, especially negative emotions, to drive your plans for tonight. Go back to, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be lighthearted. So how do we go back to those feelings and make sure we don't get bogged down? And this holiday shouldn't be stressful. And if you find that it is getting stressful, what loads do you need to take off to decrease that stress? Because we don't want that. I also want people to think about Halloween doesn't have to be you don't have to go to a big party and a big event. It could just be hanging out with one or two friends. And that could be sufficient. If that's meaningful to you to spend time with just a few people, that's enough. Don't feel like you need to be at the biggest party in order to have a good time. We can still have a great time with being with a smaller group of people.
We're talking with Dr. Michelle Moore at LSU Health New Orleans about the fact that a new report finds that Halloween for single people is the loneliest day of the year, more so than Christmas or Valentine's Day or Thanksgiving, with 80% of single people saying they feel lonely, particularly on Halloween. And looking at everything else going on, we know there are different forms of Halloween, particularly in a city like New Orleans. You have family fun trunk or treats. You have neighborhoods that come together and do block parties. You have families that go trick-or-treating or families that give out candy trick-or-treating. And then you have, well, the adult side of Halloween that goes on largely in the French Quarter and at private parties that is a more raunchy kind of wild celebration. Anything else on either sides of the celebration that you think we should keep in mind as we head into our Halloween afternoon?
Make sure whatever you choose to do is what you choose to do. And it's about your mindset of how you go into your evening and what you make of it. So if it starts to derail and you feel like you're not having fun, then change it. What can you do differently? But focus on the way you're thinking about it, because our thoughts have a really powerful way of then controlling how we feel. So how are you thinking about this? And go back to it being fun, and it's supposed to be a night that's fun for everybody.
A lot of people might go to a haunted house tonight, either a legitimately haunted house on a ghost tour or a paranormal tour or something like that in New Orleans, or one of the theatrical haunted houses that are available. What is the I've never really been a huge fan of wanting to be scared to a point where I'm running, screaming, or, you know, cowering. But I get that a lot of people really enjoy that, and they want to legitimately be scared out of their wits when they go to a haunted house. What's the psychology behind that?
Yeah, so it's funny that you ask, because we've actually done some interviews for several years about why people like to be scared. And there definitely are people that enjoy that thrill. And a few of the kind of psychology behind it, a few of the tips are that sometimes it brings you closer to people. When you go through something frightening together, you kind of feel brave and you come out of that and you feel closer to the people that you went through it with. Some people enjoy the adrenaline rush that comes with being scared and being feared for their life in that moment, because it's a controlled environment where you know you're not actually being threatened and you're not actually, something bad is not truly going to happen, because it's a controlled environment like a haunted house. And so you get to enjoy the rush, if you enjoy that, that adrenaline rush that comes with fear and being scared in that moment. So there are some real reasons behind why some people truly enjoy it, and then others, that is not for them. So certainly if that is not of interest to you, don't go to a haunted house tonight. But that might be something that brings a lot of joy to you tonight, because it really gets your adrenaline pumping in a way that's positive and brings joy.
When my kids were little, they always wanted to go to haunted houses, and we would. And frequently, though, they'd spend the vast majority of the time literally climbing up my body and cowering under my shirt or whatever, because they can only, you know, at some point they've had enough and they want no more. But they always want to go back again the next year. And that's always, I was always surprised by that. I'm like, are you sure you want to go? Because it didn't look like you had a lot of fun. And it wasn't particularly inexpensive either. So I just want to make sure it's worth it and that we should do this again. And they always wanted to go back. And that always kind of baffled me.
That is a great question, though. And I think part of it is they feel secure with you. And so they want to do this with you. They don't necessarily want to go alone, but because you're doing it together, it's a little bit of a bonding activity. But I think it's a great question to ask. I also am glad you brought that up, because I think it's important for parents to remember that from a developmental standpoint, there are certain times when it is not appropriate for certain children to go through haunted houses. If they're overstimulated very easily, if they don't want to go in and they truly are afraid to go in. I'd never recommend that parents force a child to go through something like a haunted house, because that can be really terrifying for them. So really stop and think about what's developmentally appropriate tonight, too.
Dr. Michelle Moore, you're chief of psychology at LSU Health New Orleans, right?
I was. I just recently passed that off to someone else.
Oh, well, so, congratulations on having that honor and on moving on from that.
Yes.
Well, we are so glad that you could join us on this Halloween. Anything else you want to share before we let you run?
I hope everybody has a fun night. And remember that tonight is about the way you think about it and the mindset you go into it with. But have a great Halloween.
Dr. Michelle Moore here on WWL. Thank you. You do so as well. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, folks, your thoughts. Are you surprised that Halloween is the loneliest day of the year for singles, according to a survey of 1,000 single individuals? It kind of makes sense now that we think it through. And do you love or hate haunted houses? The theatrical kind. And did you, like me, ever wonder why people who get literally scared to a point where they're screaming or crying or running still want to go back again and do it all over? It's always shocked me. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. Someone texts us they'll be watching the World Series tonight. Oh, well, good. Enjoy that. It is game six. I get it. What are you doing for Halloween? Text me. I also want to talk about LSU. We'll talk about it later in the show, too. But at this morning's news conference, those folks in charge of picking the next head football coach for LSU seemed to dismiss the governor's concerns about the structure of the contract for a football coach that ends up with tens of millions of dollars having to be paid when you fire that coach. The governor was so upset about it that it led to not only the end of Brian Kelly as the football coach, but the end of Scott Woodward as the athletic director. if he's so concerned about it, why are apparently the people picking the next coach not concerned about it? So we can have that conversation as well. Happy Halloween! We're back after this on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You heard this week how upset Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry said he was that after they fired the LSU football coach, that the state was on the hook for some $50 million+ to pay him. Well, one of the individuals charged with finding the next coach was asked today, is that going to make it harder now to hire a coach and structure a contract? And LSU Board of Supervisors member John Carmouche had this to say, apparently not on the same page with the governor.
Well, let me make it clear. The governor had a right to be concerned, and we're working towards solutions. Everything's on the table. But let me make it clear. The state has never, and the taxpayers have never paid for a coach and never will.
Yeah, it's always been boosters and the athletic department that have paid that. So he seems to be making two points there and political in nature. Well, the athletic director, the interim athletic director, said he was told, don't worry about what the governor said, essentially.
I've spoken to the board members on side of me right here and other board members, and our job, I was told to get the best football coach there is, and don't worry about that at all. So my thing is, we're going to go out there together as a team, and we get the best contract, get the best coach we have, and whatever it takes to get that person here, we will do.
Interim athletic director Virge Ausberry. So are they on different pages? Has the governor told them not to worry about it? Is the governor going to get kicked back now? We shall see as this continues to unfold. So the threat of a state takeover of New Orleans finances had the city withdraw its $125 million loan request from the Louisiana Bond Commission. Well, they did that. Now they say they're going to have to cancel just about everything and not pay anybody other than city employees the rest of the year. But is the state now satisfied that the city's finances are okay, or is a takeover still on the table? We'll find out after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.